From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Dramatic news coming out of Wall Street today. The investment bank Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy this morning after failing to find a buyer over the weekend. Bank of America bought Merrill Lynch instead, saving that firm from collapse. And AIG, one of the world's largest insurance companies, saw its stock price drop 50%. Wall Street is facing a complete restructuring. Here to break down all this news is Marcus Mabry, international business editor for The New York Times. So, hi, Marcus.
Hi, Farai. How are you?
It's a big day. What is the most important thing that people who are not financial analysts like yourself should take away from this?
Well, you know, this has been an incredibly momentous weekend here in New York. It started on Friday evening with the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York calling together the heads of the largest firms on Wall Street and saying, look, you guys, we're not, number one, the federal government is not going to bail you out of this, so you have to, the industry will have to bail itself out. But I think the most important, and then the weekend got downhill from there, no one expected on Friday that Lehman Brothers would be filing bankruptcy, which they did at 1:45 this morning, New York time. No one expected that. We all thought there'd be a deal. Someone would buy Lehman over the weekend. That's not what happened. This is extraordinary. We had, at the beginning of this year, we had five major investment banks on Wall Street. We today have two. Only Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are still standing. That's extraordinary. It's independent investment banks that do not have commercial banks like Citigroup, like Bank of America, which, as you said, has bought Merrill Lynch, standing in their wake. The most important thing, though, despite all this incredible historic making news out of New York, the most important thing for regular investors to remember is that unless you actually have stock in Lehman Brothers, for instance, you know, your 401k is fine. This is not something that is going to actually impact these collapses in and of themselves are not something that's going to negatively impact the average Joe America, Jane America out there on Main Street. This is a Wall Street problem for now. Now, there's a possibility it could become a Main Street problem if it spreads to the larger economy with kind of, you know, basically tightening of the credit markets we've already seen, which hurts regular folks when they want to borrow some money. But we all have borrowed too much money. We had borrowed too much money as consumers. These Wall Street banks had borrowed too much money as financial institutions. This is excess of the last decade coming home to roost, and as one head of an investment bank said, we're seeing the digestion of the last 5 years of overeating working its way through the system. Normal Americans should not be affected by this. That's the most important takeaway, I think.
Well, when I see this, I mean, not everybody reacts the same way to this news, but I have to admit, even as a reporter, I am sometimes,
sure,
it's hard to follow exactly what this means. I do know that there are also going to be job cuts that come out of this. Can you tell us a little bit, you know, particularly for a city like New York, where you are, what the financial services industry means in terms of trickle down, not just for jobs in New York City among financial services people, but also for people who may be affected by what they make?
Right. Well, that's a story we'll be following really closely today, and we're going to try to get a beat on it by the end of the day here at the Times. Hopefully we'll have it up by the end of the day. It requires lots of calculations, basically. Number one, as you said, the folks who will be most directly affected by this will be the people who work for these banks, whether you work for Lehman Brothers, which is now effectively going out of business, or whether you work for Merrill Lynch, which is being taken over by Bank of America and will be certainly downsized, you know, the same way Bear Stearns, the first kind of collapse we saw back in March, happened when it was taken over by J.P. Morgan Chase. The people in the financial industry, they are we've lost more than 100,000 jobs in that industry in New York just in the last 2 years. That's a huge number, even for a city the size of New York. What it means is, you know, we're predicting $40 billion less in bonuses from Wall Street at the end of this year, early next year, as compared to a year ago. That's a huge amount of money. This city will certainly feel it. Right now, you know, the real estate market has been hurt in vast parts of the country. It has not been hurt in New York City. We have been holding really, really strong with our, you know, high prices in real estate not going down. Well, That's going to change now. When you have that much bonus money out of the economy, not coming to the economy, when you have what looks like an economic slowdown happening in Europe, lots of Europeans buy real estate here in Manhattan, you're going to see a real difference in our real estate market, number one. All the people who service Wall Street, we're talking about the folks who are blue-collar workers, the folks who are manual workers, the people who drive the town cars we see in New York, that pick these people up and take them to and from their offices, those people are all hurting. The maid service industries, all these industries, blue-collar and gray-collar workers, they're hurt by this too. We won't know the effect of that until some months has passed, however.
Marcus, when you look ahead to not just the next year, but the next 2 years, 5 years, you talk about the number of these large investment banks going from 5 to 2, over a 50% decrease. How do you think that's going to reshape what we think of finance in America?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Fry. There are two answers to that. Number one, you know, every time we have one of these debacles on Wall Street, and we had it, you know, way back in 1987, we had a massive crash. We've seen problems with derivatives in the past. Now we're seeing problems. This is the root of all this, I should say. It goes back to complicated securities that were made from mortgages. Many of those mortgages were subprime. Again, these are all excesses. We went too far in one direction. We're now going perhaps too far in the other direction. We're going to become too conservative now. We're making credit too hard to get, whereas it used to be too easy to get. We let people borrow who should not have been borrowing. So we always say this will be different. This time everything will change. And inevitably, we see these cycles where Wall Street contracts, and then they discover the next big thing, and they overbet on that, and they go too far in the opposite direction. There's a painful contraction, and we go back and forth. This is, I think, a part of being a dynamic capitalist economy. It's not going to go away. The interesting question to me this time, because I do expect, you know, Wall Street's going to keep on living, and they'll start adding, you know, employees with the next upturn in their fortunes. But the question for me long term is, what place does Wall Street have, and what place does the United States have in the global economy? Right now, Wall Street has been the lubricator of the global economy. It's been where all mergers and acquisition deals are put together here in New York City, no matter where they're happening around the world. I think that's going to change. We're going to see bigger impacts, bigger banks, I think bigger deals happening in Asia and in Europe that bypass the United States as the U.S. continues its relative decline.
All right, Marcus, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
Marcus Mabry is international business editor for The New York Times.